You need more hockey news, and Locked On NHL is here to fill the gap. It's our daily podcast on everything happening in the league. Subscribe and listen each day for a quick look at the biggest stories and game recaps each day, including, you can hear from me, on Tuesdays and Fridays. Subscribe to Locked On NHL today, wherever you get podcasts.
Your Locked On Sabres, your daily podcast on the Buffalo Sabres. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
For a man who has said so much throughout his career, there are very few words that need to be introduced him. Ladies and gentlemen, Rick Jenneret.
Crossman cleared it, but not out. Craig Ramsey, a shot. He scores! Gives it to Byfe, could not get the backhand away. Here's Turgeon in front, and Richard on his knee. Oh! Oh! I don't believe it. Play to center ice. Here's Lafontaine to McGilly. He's got a break. McGilly shoots. Richard makes the save. He's fine. Oh, is he a red hot Russian?
Oh, and Stevens goes after Ray from behind. He suckered him from behind. Scott Stevens jumped on Rob Ray's back.
Mayday! 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 Leaves it there to McGilney. Flips it in front of the net. The shot, he scores! It off the boards, all the way to Barnaby at center, 2-on-1, LaPreca, Barnaby shoots, one score! The Rat is back, Matt Barnaby!
Hey, and Terry and are all tangled up, and he's out.
From my lips to your ears, thanks for listening.
It is the Locked On Sabres podcast. Joe DiBiase and Jordan Hanskin.
What's going on?
I was getting a little bit
teary over here.
I had to start with my mixtape here, my little Rick Jenneret mixtape in our RJ-themed episode. We're going to have Jordan's top five RJ calls of all time. I don't feel the need to give my top five of all time. I think that was a nice mixture of my favorite calls personally. You didn't hear some legendary ones in there. So that was my contribution to today's rankings. We're back on the podcast for the first episode of the week. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. You can follow us on Twitter. I'm at Sneaky Joe Sports. Jordan is at JR Hanskin. How have you been doing, Jordan? I know you haven't talked to the listeners in about a couple weeks. Football's going good, I hope.
Yeah. Coaching's going well. It's keeps me busy, keeps me occupied. It's a lot of fun too. But I'm glad to be back on the show. I think hopefully the shows weren't too boring without me.
I yelled at a Rangers guy, John Schick, our Locked On Rangers host. That's what you missed.
You yelled at him?
Maybe I didn't yell at him. It got a little feisty.
I got to check it out then. I got to check that out.
They're putting billboards up next to the arena. What am I supposed to do?
Did he do it? Did he put them up or is this just like, in general?
I don't think he specifically did it. he could have contributed to it. He seemed to like I mean, whatever. You know, like they're having their fun, whatever. Eichel's still a Saber.
But like at our expense.
At our expense, right. The Rangers of all fan bases too are the ones that are dunking on us at this point.
Party like it's 93.
We haven't missed a lot. What have we missed? Robert Hägg is in town skating for the Sabres, and he's wearing number 8. Woo, that's what we've missed. We're going to have our we haven't planned it yet, but one of our future episodes coming up, we're going to have our Sabres opening night lineup draft. But today, RJ-themed episode, he announces in the past couple of days that 2021-22 is going to be his final season with the Buffalo Sabres. So we will have Jordan's top 5 today, his favorite 5 calls in Rick Jenneret's history. Since 1971, he's been the play-by-play man of the team. Doesn't it just suck, though, that like his final year is going to be a year where they're probably terrible, by the way?
Yeah. It's, you know, he was like, I've always wanted to like have the Sabres cup run where you do the classic, I'm going to turn off, mute the game and put on Jenneret. Right. The Sabres are one of the only teams that you do that for, right? Like there aren't many announcers, at least like local ones, that I can think of that outweigh the national broadcasts.
Yeah,
I know everybody likes their local people because they get the homer view, but Jenneret was more than that. Jenneret was something special. Like I think Sabres fans like know that, and more so than any other fan base that Jenneret is. My favorite thing is when I look on like the YouTube videos, cause sometimes I just like to look at them and see the old history of the Sabres, especially when they're on like a 10-game losing streak. It's nice to be reminded of the good times. Mm-hmm. But Jenneret's like one of the biggest reasons for it. It's just, I mean, his calls are incredible. He made the game like even more special. And he's an announcer. And I love the comments from like people like, oh, I'm a Leafs fan, but I love Jenneret. Like Jenneret's the best. Where like you get like other teams' fans being like, some people don't like him because they're like, oh, he's too big of a homer. But like, there's a lot of fans in hockey that are like, this guy rocks. Like this guy never goes to 110, 120% every game.
Yeah, I mean, you heard in that little montage. I mean, like the McGillney goal, especially in there. Like he's screaming at you. He's like, he is in your face. He is doing play by play as though he's got a Bruins fan, like that's been messing with him all night. And he's just turning around and he's yelling at the guy like, yeah, McGillney, take that. Like that's been RJ to me. Like, and you could feel that he really loves the team, and no disrespect to the guys that do it nowadays. How many play-by-play men are really left in sports in general, let alone hockey, that love their team, that like they live and die with their team? Because I think a lot of times what you'll get is, you know, a lot of these play-by-play guys, they're doing what they can to, you know, to make a living for their families
and work their way up, you know,
right? Yeah, like they'll jump. Like if a guy from Boston wants to be an NHL play-by-play man, he grew up a Bruins fan, and the Coyotes offer him a job, well, he's going to go take that opportunity. But that doesn't mean that he's going to have that emotional connection to the Arizona Coyotes. And I think that's why what RJ has with the Sabres is kind of rare for what you see nowadays. Like Jack Edwards has that in Boston, even though I hate the guy. like Vince Scully had that with the Dodgers until he retired a couple years ago. I think baseball, maybe you might find this the most still. Baseball and college sports, I bet.
Yeah, the one that always came to mind to me was like my favorite, the White Sox for like baseball. Like Hawk Harrelson was the guy that's very close.
Hawk Harrelson
is like hilarious because he's like, he was always like kind of like old curmudgeon, and he would like yell at the umpires. I think his famous one is, "What are you doing, Wegner?"
Like, yeah. I love when he yells at the umpires is my favorite.
Okay. Yeah, he was an icon too. But like, yeah, like it's, I think what it is the guys that like did the job for, you have to do it for a long time for the same team. Like there's a way for like a young guy to say move to Arizona and then be there for 50 years, but it just doesn't happen that they're there for 50 years usually. Right. And Jenneret's been here for the whole time? The whole time.
Right? Year one is the only one he didn't do.
Okay, besides 1 year, he's been here for all of it.
Yeah.
And he is the Buffalo Sabres in a lot of ways. Like, they're interchangeable. At least, like, it's going to be hard for me to, like, think, like, next year that there's going to be no more Rick Jenneret on the calls. And it's sad. Like, it's sad, but, you know, what a career that he's had.
All right, and let's jump right into Jordan's top five Rick Jenneret calls. Now, when I threw this concept at you, did you go for your favorite calls or you think his best calls?
So I mixed it up. I had mostly my favorites, but there's one like there one I would call like his staple call, like or one of his staple calls, and that's my first one. There are some that I left out that I like wish I didn't. I wish I didn't leave out, there's just some like big goals, like Drury's big goal is a great one, yep. Against the Rangers. Like there's
Jimmy Hoffa.
I caught Jimmy Hoffa. Like I left out Jimmy Hoffa. I left out
it's so bunch funny of the fights. You can just name, say fights. The name Jimmy Hoffa and everyone knows who we're talking about.
Right. Yeah. Back where Jimmy Hoffa is. Cause it was, they're going to play New Jersey, I think.
Yeah,
and he thinks that like, Jimmy Hoffa's body's buried in New Jersey, which yeah. is like so funny that everybody's like, "Oh yeah, we're going to play New Jersey."
He has always said that is like the one call that he regrets. He's like, "It's such a reach, like really, like I couldn't have come up with anything better than that." But to be fair to the guy, it was like 4 o'clock in the morning, and he had doing like 8 straight periods. So it's a break on
that's this one. So good. That's one of my favorites, and I wish I didn't leave it off. But yeah, I don't have any of the fights. I don't think either. And some of the fights are amazing. No, I don't have any.
What was your favorite? What was your favorite fight? Honorable mention. What was your favorite?
Snow.
Snow. The giant wild thing.
There's another one. You know what? Like, I don't think you have this one, but I'll mention it. One of my favorite Jenneret calls is when he goes, "Robert Esch has lost it." That is one of the funniest ones of all time. Like, and you just and the camera guy did it so perfectly because you just see Robert Esch's eyes and they're like open, like as wide as they can go. Like he looks like he was deranged.
I can get that one. I can get that one for you really quick. Actually, here.
If I had to switch out my fifth one was the top shelf for Mama Hides the Cookies. So I'll start with that. But like, if I could, I would switch them out right now for. Robert Esch has lost it. That is as fun. Like it was like you would laugh out loud hearing that the goalie's lost his mind on the ice. I think we were dominating the Flyers in that game. And Robert Esch, like, was it Roy that he went after?
Yeah, I have the call right here. I have the call right here. So let's hear it.
Oh, he tried to get Roy.
Has lost it. He's
blown his cool.
Robert Esch,
who has flipped his
lid.
That's
pretty good. He's blown his cool. Yeah. This is so good. It's so good.
All right, that's your honorable mention. I like it. I love.
No, that. I wanted to make it five, but it's fine. Okay. Yeah. The other one that I was debating with was just like, I wanted to have one of his staple calls, and that's, I think it's top shelf for Mama Hides the Cookies is always like a big Jenneret call. When you think about Jenneret, that's one that he used a lot. So it doesn't like maybe like label a moment. But it was just a call that is just peak Jenneret. Anytime and the Sabres have like a snipe shot, literally maybe like post like bar down and you know what Jenneret's gonna go with there. So that was my other fifth one. 5A, 5B.
He runs into his own man, but Groshek's got it on the wall.
Got it in front, backhand scores! Curtis Brown! Top shelf for Mama Hides the Cookies! Bro salts that one Buffalo strike for a 1-0 lead.
I mean, that's just one of the thousands of goals he's probably done with that one. That is
right. It's the classic. It's one of the classics. I'll go on to four. Number four, I had Are You Ready, Legion of Doom. You know, being younger, I didn't really get what the Legion of Doom was, but I just liked it. I just liked the call. Yeah, it's like, Legion of Doom. They're playing next? That's scary.
They're going to fight some evil force from beyond.
They're in one of those bad DC comic book movies.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, who's Superman fighting? Oh, the Legion of Doom.
Okay, so on that one, if I could just say something real quick. Two things I love about that call is his voice after he says scores kind of fading out like into the crowd noise and then just letting the noise of the arena just stew there for like 20 seconds. Like the silence is deafening there by RJ. Like just to let the crowd have that and then to jump in at the end with that. Like that, even though it's game 7 of a first round series, I think it's their only game 7 win, by the way, ever. So, which that's sad, I guess. But like, even though the moment is not like enormous, I think is maybe his best call ever. I think that's my number one.
That's your number one? Yeah. Like, I mean, that's a pro broadcaster move. Is when you let the crowd, like when you know a big moment's happening and you just let the sounds be. And that's, yeah, you know, that's Jenneret to a T, just the total pro and everything they. And I just love like the strangeness of the call too, like the Are You Ready Legion of Doom is just so, it's so good. Number three, this one was another staple, probably one of the most iconic. This is Mayday.
He's May going in on goal. He shoots.
Iconic. I think was it Greg Bauk that did the relax is the first round, like the comedy video, like the guy listening to Jenneret do that?
Yes. What is that man screaming about in the booth?
What is that man screaming about is the first round?
Yeah.
It's so funny. But that's Jenneret, like it's the first round, but it doesn't matter. That's an OT goal. We're gonna celebrate like it's like we're winning the cup every time, and I love it. I love every minute of that, every second of it.
I like bomb out onto the ice, by the way.
Bomb out onto the ice.
Bomb out onto the ice. All right, number two for Jordan Hayes.
Number two is my favorite save call from Jenneret to this day. You know, you have Miller time, you have stuff like that, but We Are Not Worthy is, I think, the number one save call from Jenneret. Underrated line there at the end too. This man's body is bigger than a goal net. But the We Are Not Worthy, I mean Hasek was one of the Hasek is the best goalie of all time. I don't care. You can yell at me Devils fans, you can yell at me Avalanche and Canadiens fans, but Dominic Hasek, in my opinion, is the best ever. And yeah, we weren't worthy to get to watch him play for the Sabres for so many years. And it's very telling that, and the score remains 1-1. So that's 90s hockey right there. Score remains 1-1. And yeah, like Jenneret just nailed the call. And like, he knew that he was watching a special player. He knew he was watching one of the best to ever do it. And, you know, that's, I think that he, like, it's just another one of those calls that he just hits right on the head for the perfect moment.
All right. And then that was number two, right? Am I keeping track here? So Jordan Hanskin's number one Rick Jenneret call of all time is?
It's my favorite Sabres moment of all time. It's these guys are good, scary good after the Palmville goal.
It's stolen away and cleared out to center ice to Pominville. Pominville into Ottawa territory. Pominville goes around Albertson, puts in front, scores! Jason Pominville, shorthanded. Oh, now do you believe? Now do you believe? These guys are good, scary good, and they are going to either Carolina or New Jersey.
Yeah, we. I mean, it's a couple things. It's the now do you believe, which is amazing because he said that with Hasek as well. But yeah, like these guys are good, scary good. It's bittersweet looking back on it because we know what happens when we go to Carolina. But God, like, I don't think I've ever felt happier as a Sabres fan than that day. Like I think that was the. Yeah, it was just the call was so good. I mean, everything about it was just like that's one of the reasons why sports are so great. Why watching professional sports? Why do we do it? Why do we do it to ourselves? It's moments like that, like the special moments where it's like my childhood as a Sabres fan was immortalized in that like moment.
Saying that was Everest.
To me, that was Everest. I don't know. You could argue the President's Trophy season. President's Trophy season was like such a long, like we were in first for so long and it was like most of the season was like pointless.
There was no shock value. Like you had no 506.
Like 0506, they were underdogs, they were kind of scrappy, even though they had the second best record in the conference, I'm pretty sure. Yeah. But like they're just like the way they acted, they were like plucky underdogs more than the other team.
All right.
Yeah, like Jenneret just nailed the call again. It's just a perfect call for the perfect moment. It's one of those things that makes him so good is that he knew when the moments were special and he always made them that much more.
All right. Well, here's to – do we get any more legendary calls out of Rick Jenneret that would have to happen this year?
They have to have some level of
– let's just say ability. This. If they did it, if they were good – it would happen because of it would have those 0506 type values. You don't think you're going to be good. This is probably on another level of not thinking you're going to be good.
This is more like the 2011 team.
Right now. Well, yeah, right. No, because you'd have to get to the playoffs and then do something even after that. And is that going to happen with 40-year-old Craig Anderson in that?
Oh, maybe. That would be amazing if Craig Anderson just is unreal.
All right, well, that's going to do it, though, for us today on the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at Sneaky Joe Sports, at Locked On Sabres, at JR Hanskin. And we'll talk to you soon here on the Locked On Sabres podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast.